Set the scene with what was happening in 1968.
You know, Brandon, this was such a pivotal year in America. The Vietnam War was really beginning to attract some opposition around the country. The civil rights movement was in full force across the country. You know, you had the counterculture and the hippies going on.
How did it come to be that Nebraska had some political importance that year?
Previously, the Nebraska primary had been kind of a sleepy affair. It was in the middle of the presidential cycle. There were not really enough electoral votes to attract much attention from candidates. But this particular year, being in the middle, what happened was Lyndon Johnson, the president of the United States, decided not to run for a second term. The Vietnam War was weighing him down heavily. So he steps aside, and all of a sudden there's this vacuum in the Democratic Party. Bobby Kennedy was already in the sidelines, but it really became a free-for-all. Vice President Hubert Humphrey was ready to run. Senator Eugene McCarthy from Minnesota, an anti-war senator of a strong reputation. But the rock star candidate was Robert Kennedy, brother of JFK, John F. Kennedy, president in 1960 through 1963, who was assassinated. Robert Kennedy took a train across the state. That whistle stop tour is considered one of the great political events in Nebraska history. Huge crowds in North Platte and Omaha. And interestingly, one in particular in Tecumseh, where our own Laura Black was there as a high school student, and she was holding up her tape recorder and caught the following part of RFK's speech on the courthouse lawn, the Johnson County Courthouse in Tecumseh.
You're going to have a lot of people that come in here and say nice things to you about the farmer. What they're going to do, I think that you should look at what people are doing right now. And if you look at my record compared to the record of any of the other candidates, I'm doing more for the farmer today than any other presidential candidate. I did more this morning at breakfast in my home for the farmer.
What about on the Republican side?
The battle for the Republican Party presidential nomination was not as chaotic, but it was still very interesting and kind of a show of how things were starting to change among conservatives. The governor of New York, the millionaire Nelson Rockefeller, was a candidate. He was a liberal Republican back when such a thing existed. Much farther right was the relative newcomer, governor of California, Ronald Reagan, later to become president, bringing a new kind of conservatism to the Republican Party. But the Republican conservative wing had been badly beaten in the 1964 presidential race, and the candidate that was right in the middle, Richard Nixon, returning to presidential politics after his own defeat to John Kennedy. Here's Nixon talking to reporters in Omaha about the Republican Party's prospect during the presidential campaign.
I think in 1968, don't get me wrong, the Republicans are going to have a strong, hard fight for the nomination. They will have an exciting convention. There will be great differences. Those differences will not be easy to reconcile in the platform and behind the candidate. But once the candidate is nominated, I believe that the Republicans in 68 will be more united than the Democrats, because we have more recently been through the experience of knowing the cost of division. That's what I think will happen.
And there was a third party candidate as well in the mix.
This guy was a wild card. George Wallace, governor of Alabama. He was a very controversial figure, strong populist, extremely conservative. When he came to Omaha in advance of that rally, even Nebraska's governor Norbert Thiemann publicly called Wallace a bigot during a press conference, wished he would just stay away. There was a huge turnout at the Civic Auditorium in downtown Omaha. Wallace's themes were anti-big government. He referred to pinheaded bureaucrats and briefcase-carrying bureaucrats, strongly anti-communist, known as a racist, and for his resistance to the civil rights movement. Here's Wallace talking during that rally.
That a communist can work in a defense plan without a security clearance. I wouldn't leave a communist if he had a security clearance in the first place, and when I get to be the president, I'm going to have taken out of every defense industry in the United States within the law every member of the Communist Party who's working in the defense industry.
Following that rally, tensions were already high in the black community. There was a riot that broke out. Black teenager was shot. Huge National Guard was mobilized. And then just 2 months later, Reverend Martin Luther King was assassinated. Omaha actually kept its cool that time around.
And how did the primary election come out?
Huge victory for Robert Kennedy. 52% of the vote. McCarthy, who thought he'd do well in a Midwestern farm state, was crushed. Only 31% of the vote. Of course, just a few weeks later, Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. Democrats eventually gave the nomination to Hubert Humphrey, and Richard Nixon became the President of the United States.